Well, they didn't manage it last time, and essentially we are looking at something of a repeat of what occurred over the last weekend, which is that the ECB has laid down an ultimatum. They said that you have to meet our demands within this time frame. If you don't do it, then you know we're going to cut off the assistance that Cypriot banks desperately need to keep functioning at this point in time. That's the emergency liquidity assistance. So it's kind of a repeat of what happened last week. Now, what is definitely politically a problem this time round, and we've had that absolutely confirmed, is a raid on deposits. That just appears to be completely off the table. If you can't do that, of course, your options start to look more limited for actually raising the cash. So there's a good chance that Cyprus may not actually be able to get to the point of agreeing to a deal as of now.
And if they don't meet the deadline and the liquidity support gets taken away, that's the end of their time in the euro, is it? They're out?
It does start to look like that. It becomes very hard to function when inside the euro, when your banking system has collapsed. You have banks that would then need urgently recapitalising, stocking up with fresh money. You have no access to that money. But if you're still inside the euro, you have to leave the euro. You have to effectively print cash and give it to the bank so they can keep running. So you'd be looking at pretty rapidly an exit from the euro then.
And what does that mean first for the rest of the eurozone? How much of a problem is it?
Well, Cyprus, as everybody has said, is an exceptional case. It's both an exceptional case, the situation it's got itself in based on its role effectively as a tax haven, as a centre for money laundering, to not be too polite about it. It's an unusual economy because of that, and it's also very small. So I think the calculation somewhere along the line might well be that you can allow Cyprus to do its own thing and then keep everybody else within the eurozone, keep providing the liquidity support to Spain, to Greece, to other severely affected countries, and continue from there. You can park the problem effectively.
Okay, James Medway, thanks very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.